Okay, so let's be honest. The financial news these days, kind of a lot,
Oh,
right?
yeah.
It can be.
It can.
It's like every day, another headline about some market drop or, trade war or whatever.
Yeah.
It's hard to even know what to pay attention to.
Absolutely.
And frankly, it's kind of exhausting trying to keep up with it all.
Right.
So we thought we'd dive into this report we got today. It's called March 10th, 2025. Global Market Overview and Investor Sentiment. Yeah, well, the theme of the day seems like it's caution.
I think that's fair. There's a lot going on right now. A lot of
Yeah.
different factors making investors a little bit hesitant. And I get it. You've got slowing economic growth. You've got geopolitical stuff happening.
Yeah.
It's a lot to process.
It is. And the report actually kicks off talking about U.S. stock futures taking a bit of a dip this morning. They say Dow Jones Industrial Average futures down 0.5%, S&P 500 futures down 0.6%, and NASDAQ 100 futures down 0.6%.
Yeah.
And of course, this is coming right after, a week of losses, and the NASDAQ even hitting what they call correction territory.
Right.
And I got to say, correction territory sounds kind of ominous. Like, what does that actually mean for investors?
Well, I mean, the term itself, it can sound a little scary, but
Yeah.
a correction basically, it just means that an index, in this case, the NASDAQ, has fallen by 10% or more
Okay.
from its recent peak, So it's not necessarily a sign that everything's falling apart,
Right.
but it is a sign that, the market's reevaluating things. It's pricing in some of those economic concerns we talked about.
Right.
And investors, they tend to get a little jumpy when they see that kind of a drop. So you often see more selling pressure, which can kind of exacerbate things in the short term.
Yep. Makes sense. It's like the market's just taking a breather,
Yeah, exactly.
making stock, reassessing, figuring out its next move.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, let's shift gears a bit and talk about China. There's some really interesting data points in this report about their economy. For example, their consumer price index saw its biggest drop in over a year, and they've been dealing with producer price deflation for 30 months straight.
Wow.
So, like, why is this such a big deal?
Yeah.
Especially for, the rest of the world.
Well, you got to remember, China is the second largest economy globally, right?
Right.
And they're such a huge player in global trade that when you see deflation happening there, it can be a sign that demand's weakening, meaning people are buying less stuff. And when Chinese consumers start tightening their belts, well, that can have a domino effect on businesses all around the world, businesses that, rely on selling goods to China. So it's like a ripple effect. Less demand in China can lead to slower growth in other economies too.
So basically, we're looking at a potential slowdown in the U.S., decreased demand in China. And then on top of that, back here at home, the jobs picture is kind of a mixed bag, isn't it? The report says we added 151,000 new jobs in February, which on the surface sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
But they also say it fell short of expectations.
Yeah.
And the unemployment rate actually ticked up a bit to 4.1%. So what's your take on all that?
I mean, yeah, it's a mixed bag, like you said. On the one hand, it's good to see continued job growth,
Yeah.
That's always a positive sign. But the fact that it was below what was expected and that unemployment went up even a little bit, well, it does suggest there might be some underlying weakness in the labor market. I think the Federal Reserve is going to be watching these numbers really closely as they figure out their next move on interest rates.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
So with all of this uncertainty swirling around, I'm not surprised to see that the report says that investors are, well, they're kind of flocking to what are called safe haven
Oh,
currencies.
yeah. Classic move.
Right.
Makes sense.
The Japanese yen and the Swiss franc are both up today. But can you just remind us what actually makes a currency a safe haven?
Sure. So when things get a bit rocky,
Yeah.
economically or politically, investors tend to look for assets that they think are going to hold their value.
Right.
And the Japanese yen and the Swiss franc, they have this long history of stability. They tend to do well when global risks are high. It's like finding a financial anchor in a storm. They offer that sense of security and stability when everything else is going haywire.
It's like the financial equivalent of comfort food.
Yeah, exactly.
Like when you're stressed, you just want something familiar and reliable.
Totally.
Well, speaking of feeling a little shaky, Bitcoin had a rough weekend.
Ooh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, the report says it dropped 7.2%, hitting its lowest point of the month. And this is all happening after the Trump administration made some announcements about crypto regulations that seemed to, well, let's just say they didn't exactly thrill investors.
Right.
So what were investors hoping for? And how could these regulations actually impact the whole crypto market?
Yeah, I think a lot of people in the crypto world were really hoping for regulations that would encourage innovation, you know,
Yeah.
and maybe provide some more clarity for businesses that are operating in that space. But the way these recent announcements were, you know, perceived is that they're more restrictive,
Okay.
which understandably caused some uncertainty. And that usually leads to a sell-off. Regulation's a tricky thing for crypto, you know. You need some level of oversight to protect investors and prevent people from, you know, doing shady stuff.
Sure.
But if you make the regulations too strict, you risk stifling innovation and holding back the whole industry. It's a tough balance to strike.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, speaking of tricky balances, let's talk about President Trump's trade policies. The report mentions his focus on what he calls structural changes, even if it means some, as he puts it, short-term economic pain.
Yeah.
And there's also talk of potential sanctions against Russian banks and new tariffs on Russian products. So can you help us understand what kind of global impact these actions could have?
Yeah, well, trade wars and sanctions, they're a bit like, you know, throwing a rock in a pond.
Mm.
They create ripples that can spread out and affect things in unexpected ways, like you disrupt global supply chains, you know, that can lead to higher costs for businesses, for consumers. And, you know, it can also escalate geopolitical tensions and just create this cloud of uncertainty in the markets. So while President Trump's goal might be to, you know, create a more level playing field in the long run, like he says, these kinds of actions, they do carry the risk of short-term economic pain, and not just for the U.S., but internationally as well.
Yeah, those ripples you talked about. So just to wrap things up here, it seems like the overall picture painted by this report is one of slowing growth, trade tensions, and a whole lot of uncertainty. So for investors who are trying to navigate this kind of, you know, complex and frankly a little bit scary landscape, what advice would you give them?
Well, I think the key takeaways here are, you know, first of all, caution. Second, and diversification. And third, staying informed. You know, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Spread your investments around across different asset classes to manage your risk. And just stay up to date on what's happening in the global economy and be prepared to adjust your strategy as needed. And maybe most importantly, don't panic. Volatility is a normal part of the market. Making well-informed decisions is always your best bet.
That's great advice. So as we've seen today, there are a lot of moving parts in the global market right now, and it can be a lot to take in. But considering all these factors, what industries or sectors do you think might present the most opportunity for investors who are willing to take some calculated risks in the coming months?
That's a really good question.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it requires some pretty careful research and analysis, but I'd say off the top of my head, some areas to consider might be sectors that are less affected by trade tensions, you know, or industries that are benefiting from all these technological advancements we keep seeing, or maybe even companies that have a solid track record of navigating economic downturns.
Yeah.
You know, there are always opportunities out there, even in challenging times. You just got to know where to look.
That's very true. Well, there you have it. Our deep dive into global markets and investor sentiment based on today's report. And as always, remember, knowledge is power. Staying informed is your best weapon in these, these ever-changing markets.
For sure.
So until next time, keep diving.
Keep diving.
Bye.
See you.